Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn with a special shout out to those listening on Teach Better Talk Podcast. We'll be right back. Good morning. My name is Ray Hewer, Katie Miglin in the house, and it is Monday.
Yeah, and it's April Fool's Day.
This is actually like my least favorite year day of the year.
Yeah, do you think it's because we taught middle schoolers? Like, I do want to know, like, do people dislike this holiday as much as we do? Because I know we've had this conversation before that, like, April 1st,
it's just like, I feel like I'm anxious all day. Like, I don't want to round any corners because something will happen. And I worked in a building with you that, like, things did happen. So it's like,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. Maybe that's it. It was like, but yeah, happy Monday, everybody. Happy April. We are in April. Like, it's officially spring.
Yeah. Craziness. We are so happy to be starting a new month fresh. This month is going to be wonderful. I'm just putting it out into the universe. Already happening. And for those of you that were commenting on all of those funny listener questions we did on Friday, don't worry, we have more for you today because we wanted to start out your April with some like funny, goofy stuff. So your comments were good on Friday. Keep them up. Today's gonna be a good day.
I'm very excited to see what you have in store for us, Miss Rachel.
Did you ever do an April Fool's thing with your students as a teacher?
Like, did I ever do anything to them?
Yeah, I feel like you must have. Or did you do anything when you
were? Every once in a while, I would do like my bell ringer was something ridiculous, like, or you know, like I would give a fake assignment that like had 18 directions, and the last direction was like color a picture and go turn it in, or you know, like there were different things like that I would mess with them, or so I would like fake tests.
Yeah, so I went to ChatGPT because you know it's my virtual assistant, and I said, can you tell me something funny that a teacher could do for April Fools? Like,
and
it said, sure, a lighthearted April Fools joke for a teacher could be to announce at the beginning of class that there'll be a pop quiz and then proceed to hand out papers with absurd and comical questions unrelated to the subject matter. And then it gives me questions to ask. What's the capital of Mars? How many chocolate chips are in a standard chocolate chip cookie? What's the square root of a banana? Translate this sentence into a dinosaur language. I love learning math. And then it says, after a few moments of confusion, you can reveal the joke and let the class know that there won't actually be a quiz. It's a harmless and playful way to celebrate April Fool's Day in the classroom. Just be sure to keep it light and ensure that no one's feelings get too stressed by being misled.
Oh my gosh, thank you, AI.
I know, it's so funny. But I feel like if you're looking for ideas, this would be a good day to dabble with AI and just like, you know, you could even give it feedback to that type of prompt to say like, oh, I like this. Could you make it a little more appropriate for a kindergarten class or whatever.
Yeah, that is true. Like some of those little fun things, and it doesn't take very long. That is, I do feel like I did shift my mood, like typically disliking April 1st, but when I would start to embrace it and like try to prank them, like try to be one step ahead of them, I did feel like I adjusted my, you know, feelings towards it. I also, as you know, love to mess with other staff members.
I know that's you. That's why I had to leave eventually that school because I couldn't handle Katie's love for torturing other adults in the building.
Yeah, today would have been a day that I would have definitely messed with my next door neighbor. But really, I just needed an excuse. It would have happened most of the days. But, you know, today it was like I had to really bring my A game. So have fun with today. It's a Monday. Like, there's not many Mondays that you're like, oh my gosh, today's going to be a great day because it's a Monday. Like, today's can be one of those days. I give you permission.
I will say, if you haven't done so already, this would be a great time to throw in some April Fool's like memory stories, not only to celebrate random things that have probably happened in your life, but also maybe you'll spark an idea in another educator. I mean, it is pretty early in the morning, 7 a.m. Eastern. So yeah. If you don't have plans, we could still make something happen.
Right. And yeah, I've done my fair share of pranking. So I'd love to chat.
It'll be good. So Katie, I know that we, in Friday's episode, blabbed and then did these like funny listener questions that I'm sure many people didn't, well, at least some people didn't catch because they quit the episode early. I can't handle what's going on. That's what I did though, is that because so many of you love them, I grabbed some more of the like really ridiculous listener questions. I just want to give a shout out to those of you that watched the episode and then sent in more ridiculous questions because, you know, that was kind of the vibe that you were enjoying. So we have more that we could go through if you're interested. And these are questions that people want to know, pressing issues.
Let's do it.
All right. We're headed into our team talk and
questions. TT.
That sounds like...
Fine. T squared. Done.
I still hate it. Welcome back to Teach Better Today Morning Show. We are headed into our listener questions, and these are specifically goofy listener questions, which seem appropriate for April Fool's Day, and it's a Monday. So let's start slow as we head into the day. Katie, here's the first one. If you could magically make one school rule disappear, what would it be and why? I do feel like there's some ridiculous school rules out there that...
Yeah, like I'm struggling to think of ones that like are really ridiculous. What comes to mind for you?
Okay, so I've been in a school where you weren't allowed to hang anything in the hallways. And like, that's like, to me, I'm like, I hope that's not a mass school rule because that's ridiculous. But I'm aware that it is a rule in at least one place in the U.S.
Oh. Yeah.
Like that's outrageous.
So when you think of school role, are you thinking for students or for teachers?
I think both, depending on, like, to me, that's a teacher rule because the teacher can't hang like student artwork in the way. Student rules, I think more or less, I'm trying to think of a student rule I don't agree with. Usually that comes from like something to help teachers.
That's what I'm thinking. Like the ones that like a kid would say is like anything related to like wardrobe or uniform. And it's like, well, yeah, but if you just get rid of it, there's like, you know, there's a little bit of issues with that. But yeah, I'm trying to think of like a rule that.
One rule I talked about in my second book, Teachers Deserve It, is the rule that many, I know, school buildings have that teachers can't wear jeans.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
I know there's some schools that they still require teachers like clocking in and clocking out, like being really intentional about their time.
Ooh, I hated this my first year teaching. I know why the rule existed, but I am still like really against it, even though I understand the rule. So my first year teaching, you had to turn in your lesson plans for the next week. And I had this principal, he was so cool, Neil Thompson. He was my first principal. He was so awesome to me. Like I loved my first year's experience working for him, but I was so like mad about having to turn in the week's lesson plans because by Tuesday they were wrong. And I was like, can I give you my lesson plans from last week? Like do it after the fact, because that is like a more authentic view of what we actually did that week. But I'm stupid because in my mind, I was like, I want to give you the most updated lesson plans of how I'm impacting students and all this stuff. And the reality is that he didn't care about that. He wanted to know that I had lessoned planned for the week, which.
I do agree with you. I'd be the same way. I would really struggle with like what if something changes? What if like students didn't learn? Because that's obviously not authentic. If a students are struggling with content, you will be reteaching, not necessarily moving on. But yes, and I especially know, and you and I both have had like student teachers, clinical students, like that planning piece, sometimes like veteran teachers just get natural at it. You know, like you and I could plan a lesson in our sleep pretty easily by, you know, right at this point. But in the very beginning, that isn't the case. And you do have to think through things. So I agree with you. I understand the purpose. I understand like the value, but yeah, it is a rule that I don't necessarily love. I wish it was a case of like, you just had to have them, like everyone had to use like a digital lesson planning platform. So they were accessible at all times, but not necessarily like turning in, because turning in feels very official. Like I have to follow this plan.
Yeah. I mean, my issue is that I have a different goal than the person making the rule. Like that's really what it is. Like their intention of being like, I need my young teachers to prove that they're lesson planning. Like then it, I get it. Like, but that was just not what I wanted that to be used for, because of course I was lesson planning and I'm like, obviously I was.
Right. I struggle with any of the like, honestly, micromanagey kind of rules, like the wearing jeans. Like I understand the idea behind all of it. Like we don't need to like fill up the comments with like the reasoning, but some of it is like coming down to like, we are adults and treating others as adults. And if you choose to wear jeans or not, like that's kind of a personal choice. So just knowing like what the consequences are of some of those personal professional choices. So
If you could add a subject to the curriculum based on your own interests, what would it be? Oh,
honestly, like, okay, I just had this conversation with someone.
You just got so excited. I mean, I know people in the comments are going to be posting their answers to this question, but you just like exploded with excitement. Like, oh my God, I've been waiting for years for people to ask me that.
Okay. This is not necessarily like, I would be personally interested in teaching it. Sure. But that's not as like driving my answer, but like financial planning, personal planning for students. Here's why. There are so many adults who don't know how to do things. And so I think it'd be so cool for students to learn that at such an early age.
Okay, that's a great suggestion, but that is not based off your own interests. Your interests aren't like, well, I guess your husband's like a financial like dork. So that to me, like you could have gone so many different ways, like a painting class, or like how to raise three beautiful blonde girls, or like, you know, I don't really know. You don't have hobbies because you read and you're a nerd, but you garden. You could do gardening, but like you went financial. Like that's a class everyone just should have. That's not a class based off of your interests.
Well, I think because so many of those other interests that I would pick like kind of exist in some schools, but I'm thinking like, I personally think it'd be cool to have a class starting at very young, like the same thing that we think with like foreign language, how that's a hot topic if it happens, like as a kindergartner, like managing different things, and then it gets older and older. Come on, people, drop some comments for
I want a class on how to lose weight without working that hard.
Okay.
Like how can I drop 20 pounds without putting forward too much effort?
I mean, yeah, I think we should just do it. It should be called Life Hacks. And it's literally just a course on like, yes, financials, so that people are like responsible, but then it could also be how to grocery shop, or it could be.
No, you're thinking way too seriously. This was a funny listener question. You're making this so not fun.
It could be fun. I'm just saying, I think it could be fun.
I want to take
my class, put it in the comments.
I want to teach a class on how to order DoorDash efficiently. That would be my life.
That could be in the life hacks, how to order takeout, how to like grocery shop within, how to get a week's worth of groceries for $20.
How to get motivated to clean your closet.
Yeah, how to clean your house.
No, see, you're thinking way too practically. How to decorate bookshelves when you have a new office and you need to put things on shelves. That's the type of class I
want. Could we be co-teachers? I feel like we'd have a lot of success.
No, we would never get anything done in class. There's a reason people don't let us like do things together. This show is the only thing that we get to do.
I'm pretty sure during the last episode you said, can you believe we get paid to do this? I'm concerned that after some episodes, we may no longer be asked to do this. We might
I said that after we like went off air though. So nobody knew that I said, can you believe that?
Whoops. Oh, because it's great. Well, right. Rand here to start these courses and she's going to have fun, silly things. And I'm going to teach you how to function as a human. Not that I can function as a human, which is why I think it's funny.
Yeah, they're so good. I'm like all the rest of these, like we could go on these questions forever. But if you guys have a funny listener question, send it in. Obviously, we love the serious ones. I feel like we did some serious ones over the last, you know, few days. Yeah. So it's good to be able to take Friday and Monday and be like, meh, we'll see.
And it's like holiday weekend, spring break time. People are testing. Go easy on yourself. You've worked really hard for 7-8 months at this point.
Just quit now. Is that your mindset?
No, I'm just saying like you've done like it's towards the end of the year, not the end of the year, but like, you know, take a little pressure off yourself. Like you've done great things.
Also, Katie, we always want to mention this, and I cannot believe that I just thought of it. This comes up every single year around this time. Friends, if you are job hunting or need anything in terms of like support for interviewing, like please, please, please let our team know. We are happy to do some professional learning either via this show or like in a more serious space to like help you make some hard decisions on job placement or think about like if you haven't interviewed in a while and you need some interview tips and tricks or mock interviews, like we can totally do this for you. So let us know. April is the time that we always want to start putting out that content. So let us know.
And also the other side, if you're someone that is like having to conduct interviews and you want interview questions or some like, you know, things on what to do, if you're the person looking to hire, reach out. We'd be happy to talk through that and talk through different things as well.
Also, I feel like this is not necessarily an element, but we do also meet with a bunch of people who aren't sure what their next job endeavor might look like. So reach out to us if you ever just want to like talk shop and brainstorm. I feel like there's so many big decisions to be had. And if you're happy in your position, amen, that's amazing. But if you're looking for something else, our community here, our team would love to give you any perspective and connections that we have, make a warm introduction or anything else. So let us know. Katie, this was a really useless episode, but happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Have a great tricky day.
Tricky day. We hope it's not stressful. See you soon, guys. No. Bye. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.